irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, hello, shalom, shalom everybody. Wonderful Sunday. It is a wonderful Sunday. How are you? Well, okay, not everybody, not at once. Well, so this is has been a great week. My name is Ilan Azulay, and we are here to create what we speak. And how do we create what we speak? The awareness that brings everything into our understanding, right? Starting from something that we are unaware to something that we are aware of, and then becoming conscious of it. So I'm Ilan. It is Sunday. I'm a spiritual mentor and an empowerment speaker for women who desire to reclaim their power. Reclaiming your power. And we'll talk in the second part why it is why women. Somebody asked me that. And but first I want to start with the prayer and the blessing and the hope for each one of us to start like this today. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment of love your neighbor, friend, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And, you know, there's a sentence that I would like to start with. Everybody knows how many seeds are in an apple, right? But who can tell how many apples will come out of one seed? And that's how we are. We see what we see. We observe what we observe. Some with only the material eyes, and some with material and understanding it's a filter to see through the spiritual presence, the higher presence, the presence that drives us all really in essence. That the oneness, right? Because if you think about that, we came from one. The one is there. We're just remembering along the process, along our journey, we're remembering the tools. We're opening our eyes. Things are falling off our eyes. Veils are falling off. And we're remembering slowly the one. The one that we are all one. The thing that we are all in the most basic of our fabric, we are one. We are out here, you know, there is this sentence, the whole world is a stage and everybody is an actor. And you know what? It's literal. It's completely literal. We're all actors. We're all playing different roles at different times. So, really coming to the place of the oneness, that's really, whether it is oneness with your partner, or the desire to be in partnership, oneness with earth, oneness with the creation. But it's all eventually to one. We all seek to connect. We all seek to belong, to be part of. Because that's in our, you know, sometimes people look at it as a negative thing. Say, can't be by yourself, be by yourself. No, it's okay to be by ourselves. We need the thing by ourselves. We need to do the things that only we do when nobody else watches. There you go. So we need that. But the core is to connect. The core is to belong. The core is to be in unity. Coming back and remembering, if you are with your partner, remembering who is your queen and who is your king. Remembering what it is really important. And when we find ourselves that we are stuck, really, in a game of he said, she said, why do you do this, why do you do that? Understanding that each one is each one. Then we can start moving forward. The phone number here is 818-602-4929. And I like to put a song by a... it's the first time I hear of her. Her name is Liron Ben Shimon, and she took out a single and she sent me that. And really, one thing that got me there is the yearness for the oneness. Again, it can be for somebody. It can be for, of course, ourselves. But the yearness for the oneness. And so, this is Liron Ben Shimon, and the song is called Lachazor, to come back. Yes. So, very interesting song, very beautiful song. And so, the oneness, yes, the desire to come back to one. And you know, if we look from this standpoint, that we are essentially coming from one, it's not that each one of us is a whole. It is each one of us is a half. Together, when we find who we find, we are a whole. So I say that in the context of everything, but in the context of that we are where we are in our journey. You are exactly where you are. If you have this partner, that I brought this reason of partnership, because many times we say, well, why, you know, you're waiting for somebody for so long, and things don't happen, things don't move, you're not clicking, you know, it doesn't work, and then you see somebody else. It could be also with work, it could be also with everything else. Why is that person having A, B, C, and D, and why am I having only E? Yeah, it's kind of funny. Because remember the seeds of the apple. You don't know what you're going to produce, what your actions are creating. You don't know what your complete path is, right? Remember when I was a kid, there were these weekly drawings in the newspapers where we have to draw a line from one number to the second dot, one dot to the second dot to the third dot in order, and then you think you're getting a horse. Why? Because you went halfway through the picture and it's like you recognize, oh, it's a horse. But no. But if you finish it, you'll see it's a unicorn, right? So we think we know what we know. We think we know what we know, but the mind is very tricky. That's why I call it monkey mind. It tells you what you think you know, but actually you know more than you know, but it tells you that you don't know anything. So you start off with a belief that you don't know anything. Yeah. So it's only when we're completing our journey, up to that point we know what happened, so we can connect the dots. So you are exactly where you have to be in your journey. 818 is the number here. 818-602-4929. If I don't stop myself and say that, it will never be given out. And so coming to this, to the oneness, you know, I saw this last few days, I went and I read a little bit more about our DNA and the structure and the different layers and the different levels. And so, you know, when you look at a standard screenshot of a DNA, you see the two lines that are coming together with the bridges and the column, then you have a helix completely. But you're looking at it from the side, right? You're looking at it from the side, from a side perspective, like a profile perspective. But if you look at it within it, into the direction of the movement, so you're basically seeing like a circular, or you're seeing a circle, and in the circle you have the connectors, the bridges. And the shape of it, and it was really fascinating to discover, the shape of it is the shape of the inside line of the yin-yang, right? And the right side is the thoughts, the right strain is the thoughts, and the left strain has to do with emotional and other information. So it was like the yin-yang, it was like I'm looking at the yin-yang, I'll put the post up. It's really fascinating to look at that, to understand that together we make one. Adam in Hebrew is not a man. Adam is a man and a woman. Adam is a man and a woman, so you create the one. Creating them together, they're called Adam. Aleph, from, if we look at the Kabbalistic or the mystery of the letters, the Aleph is the spiritual, the Aleph is more the masculine, and it's white, And the dam is the blood, is this materialism, is this level, is the life, is here. And it's the feminine. And so together they created Adam. So that's a humanoid, a human being, or how we call it in English. All right. So when we are coming from that place, seeing everything that happens and knowing that we are here because we are not over there, right? You are here, I'm in Sherman Oaks because I'm not in Tel Aviv now. Everything else is a story. Choices, where the choices came from. Did I make them from an authentic place or a masked place? So when we look at ourselves as in the journey, and we understand that we are here to complete things that we need to complete. Every person that we meet is a reflection. We are reflections and projections. And so every person that we meet, really, if there is something that we don't like at that person, or if there is something that we do like in the person, many times it's a projection of ourselves. There is a sentence in Hebrew, it comes from the sages, says, "Haposel b'mumo posel," that who dismisses something in himself. And this is really what it is. If you are taking yourself without any attachment to any emotions, just the process, you don't like something in somebody. It doesn't matter who said, why said, he's like that, but because of this, but it doesn't matter. Just look at the process. No judgment here. Just look at the process. If you look at the process, you see that there is something that resembles, with a different story in your life, a pattern that resembles your pattern, something that you don't like or something that you wear in that place, and you recognize that because you know something, because you recognize it. The same thing with the positive. So it's how we use our words. Come back to the choice of words and the energy of words and the channeling of energy through the letters. What we say, it's how we say. It's not only what we say, it's how we say. Now, a disclaimer. It's not here that I'm telling you or I'm talking to you. I wish I could say I'm talking with you because we're not conversing, so it's kind of like I'm talking to you. But you get my point, I hope. So there we go. I lost my train of thought. How can that happen? It's the choices of words, how we say it. And the disclaimer is that I'm talking to myself always as well. I'm not talking outside all the time, while it seems like this because I'm talking, but everything that I say, I'm also reflecting to myself. So we are projection and reflection. And so when we meet somebody and we see something we don't like in that person, that's really something we need to ask ourselves, why am I in place of this judgment? But the reason for this whole segue kind of thing is to remind us that we are exactly where we have to be. We're exactly where we have to be because the people that we meet, especially those that we have hard time coming together in any shape, fashion, or form, those are our great teachers. Those are our great teachers because those are the challenges and those are the obstacles that we are here to fix, in the sense of not something is wrong with you, but to elevate our vibration, to elevate our spiritual vibration. That is why all these physical things are coming, because through the physical we are learning. For example, if there is a breakup. The breakup, the physical action, the change that happened caused a trauma. And the trauma caused a change. So there was a physical action that caused a change. Now, how we're looking at it and how we're taking it is going to affect what is going to happen. It's going to affect the outcome. So what we are, it's not enough to think about that and something is happening, but how we are taking something that happened, and something that happened, a breakup, firing from a job, something happened with somebody that you meet and it's really not gelling. Something that is traumatic. How are we taking that? So everybody here, we are here to learn from what is happening with us and what we are choosing. It teaches us about our choices. It teaches us how we make choices. Where do we make choices? If you really believe that your choice now is a good choice for you, how come 10 years from now you will make judgment about that choice? We can look at something else that happened in the past. Something that you made, as we talked last time, something that you made, a choice you made 10 years ago, how come now you're judging yourself? I had to take a gulp of water. Didn't want you to hear that thing. But there you are. Right? So we are exactly where we have to be. And you are exactly here, if you're listening, this is exactly where you have to be. Because the universe gives us signs. The universe presents opportunities to us, right? When we want something, we're thinking about it. Visualizing it is the beginning of making this dream come true. Visualizing what we want, and then it happens. We have to do an action for it. So, for example, you had to turn the computer on or the phone. But obviously, I mean, there are greater actions that need to happen. If you want to be an actor, you have to you have to act. You have to work at it, right? It doesn't fall from the tree. So our oneness in the fabric of everything, we are one. We're all vibrating. We all have these qualities. I don't know if qualities and other. We have these built in. It's built into a motherboard. All this light and this love and these positive feelings that we can translate it into feelings into our human condition, right? But if you see that and you understand that you are exactly where you have to be. The many times we don't find ourselves hung up in different situations or playing into somebody else's story. Somebody is upset, they come and they start dragging you into an argument, and suddenly it starts making sense, and suddenly you get offended, and suddenly it's hard to hear, and you don't want to hear. And so you get up, you get off, you hang up the phone, you go, you leave, you don't want to deal with this. Not saying you specific, but we, many times, we don't want to deal with this. And so we flip the channel, we swipe the thing, we go here, we make a phone call, we go out, we don't stay, we take off, we leave. But these are the exact things, challenges that will heal us so next time it doesn't happen again. So if there is a challenge that is coming to us, do we go through it, or do we go around, do we fly around? And this ties directly to why we are exactly where we are when we are. We are exactly who we are, where we are, and when we are. We have to be here. Because we have things here that are an obstacle for us to raise our vibration, for us to attract abundance, for us to attract the people that we want to sit at our table. We already are born with that. We have that. What is covering it is our midot. It is our traits, if this is the right word, the traits, the kind, are we kind or are we not? Or those are the things that when we are getting sucked into the things that are an illusion and cause us to be in a whole different state of mind, if we get sucked into that, we are not really cultivating the coming back, like in the song, coming back to the one. The song was talking in a relationship, but it doesn't matter. It's the same. It's coming back into the one and recognizing where we are and recognizing who we are. And that takes a process, you know. It's not, we never stop healing. The minute we stop healing, we're done. We did what we did here. So we are here. So, you know, talking about the ones, the Kabbalah really, and the scriptures, it talks about that when we come down, we are one. But we get split. Our soul is split. This is the half. It's almost like everything started from one dot. From, like, if you go at the Big Bang theory, right? Everything. Nothing is contradicting. Science caught up to what Kabbalah already said. You know, started from one dot of energy that expanded. The same thing. We started together. I'm talking about together as an Adam, as a man and a woman. But above that fabric of the masculine and the feminine, we're all one. We all strive for togetherness. So when something happens, when we are in a relationship or when we're talking or something comes up, it's those challenges and how we respond to these challenges, not react. The react is like a knee jerk. Somebody hits a hammer on your knee flips. That's the reaction. How is it translating into our body? When somebody says something, in the deeper process, we believe it, we see it, but it triggers us, we get offended, we get upset. Oh, boom, boom, trach. Right? When we get to these places, these are the challenges to see what is the opportunity. What is the opportunity for me here? It's not about egoic or, oh, me, you're thinking about myself. That's also coming from a place of a wound. That's not. It's about looking, each one to look at themselves. And if you can't do it, if there is only one person in the relationship, for example, that can do that, then it's up to you to do that and to be there and not to look at it as a, oh God, I gotta do this again. No, this is your gift. If you in the relationship have a wider gamut of colors, you are able to see larger picture. You're able to see that your partner at this point, in this issue, is not seeing the big picture. It is not going to be productive if you just say, well, it's his problem or it's her problem. I'm not her shrink or whatever. Or I'm not his mother or I'm not her shrink. You know, it is up to you, because if you are in a relationship from an authentic place, from a place of a choice that you see that you have many common threads with this person in front of you, then it is up to you. It is up to you to step up. Now, it's not the what, it's the how. So if there is something that we see in our partner that is whatever, it does something that is not sitting well with you, no, ask yourself, is it really you or is it something that is not beneficial for everything? And then you think, is it It's only stuff, right? So it's to pick and choose what really do we focus on. You know, there's a sentence of pick and choose your words. I don't like to use the word words. I say pick and choose what we focus on. So those are the kind of things that if we get sucked into, we are losing the, point. We're missing the point. Missing the whole picture of really why are we together. So to look at it is the how. So, guys, if your wife, if your girlfriend, she is expressing herself, she is venting, she is talking at you, don't answer. Let her, because this is in the pragmatic side, this is the sense of you're listening to her. This is listening. This is being there, not listening and then saying, but I want to say about me. No, because then you didn't listen. You're just waiting till she'll finish so he can say what you want to say. No, just let, and then when things are different the next day or later and you're laughing and say, it's important for me to hear my side. Right? But you let the, so those are kind of things that I work on with people to recognize those small things that we are succumbing into our emotional needs, desires, and not seeing the bigger picture. So we are coming eventually to the one. But So when we have something that comes up, a challenge, what do we do? This society, the environment, in many places, not everywhere, but in many places, very fast, boom, boom, oh, it's not good, I'm moving on, A few weeks ago, I gave the story of the wheat field and the corn field. You know, it's like, too many options. This. Da, 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 da. Yeah, it's a fast. You don't want to deal with something. You don't want to take and to decompress and to take apart and to really see what is holding you. What is the veil that is on your eyes today? What is the veil that is holding you from really connecting? From coming from a truthful place without an egoic agenda. I'm going to say this, and if I say this, he will say this, and if they will say this, then it'll be this, and nothing happened because it's all in your head. Where is the point? How do you recognize that point that you are not in your alignment? Because what is happening when we are going into a negative alignment, it's like driving a car with square wheels. You try to drive that? You don't go very far, very fast. But when everything is in alignment, energetically, everything is in alignment physically, everything is in alignment in everything you do. And the funny thing is, you hardly have to do anything. Now, I'm not saying that you don't need to do stuff, but when you're in alignment, everything flows. And although if you are running 20 times a day to different places, you're doing something, you have an event, this event is happening, this is happening, this is happening, and everything is happening to you, for you, and to you in the process, and you feel you are flowing. It's like having a surfboard on the wave, and you are just, for a second or for a few seconds, you are on the wave, and then you are back on the ocean. But you are all the time were on the ocean. You just were in a different segment of the ocean, right? So when we are in the flow, it all goes, it all flows. So recognizing this place. This place that we are exactly where we have to be. And so 818-602-4929. Let me put something here really quick. I do have to hear something. There you go. Danny Obas.
אחרי ההפסקה את יושבת בשורה ריקה המסך יורד כרגע זה נגמר אז את קמה לאיתך משהו כמו נלקח ממך ואני מביט אלייך ונזהר רק הצגה אין בינינו שום מגע Ma
Yes, so Danny Robas, always always a gem. You know, so being where we are, being where we are in our journey, why don't we want to be, to understand that we are where we need to be? You know, why is that happening? No, I feel it's really a place of fear. For whatever reason, and for whatever process that we are in, we don't want to be where we are. We want something else that is not here, because we don't see, right, the seeds, how many apples come out of the same seed. We don't see it, that journey. Yeah, that's true. But on our emotional level, okay, that's we understand. It's the understanding, it's the knowledge of it. But really, the emotional part, because we are, well, what can we do? We are in a human form, so we have these emotions, right? And we have the feelings. And we're going through this, so we feel that we don't want something is either something is holding us up in procrastination. Something is, we don't want to be there. We are not fully present in a situation, so we are not really putting ourselves there. We're really not giving 100% to something because we don't want to be there, because we don't want to do that. And what is happening is we're not going to get the 100% that we could have gotten from that, because every place and every situation that we're at or in, we are here to learn. It is for us. It is for you. It is for you to grow. It is for you to see. For you to see that this is really, every experience is like taking another piece of veil off your eyes. Every challenge that you cross takes another piece of veil. And the veil could be self-doubt. The veil can be manifested in self-doubt, in anger, in different traits that you have, in addiction, different things that can be manifested that way. And so there are many ways that can happen. So there is a fear of going to that place. And many times the fear is subconscious. It's not really something that, it's not really something that we are aware of, or that we are conscious of, more appropriately. And so we don't want to go there. So it's fear, you know. So there's a lot of, and if we're looking, are we operating from love energy or fear energy? You know. And this also ties. It ties into why I'm working with the people that I'm working with as a mentor or as a coach or as a guide, and women. You know, so it's very interesting. First of all, I love the feminine energy, and I love integrating and coming together with the feminine energy. I grew up with women. And it is, and when people ask me, well, so I say, well, I'm 51% masculine, 49% feminine. And I'm like, okay, so there is a percentage. But really, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, you know, I've seen and I've experienced from both sides different experiences, and I've seen that really there is a lot of fear, the fear of the masculine from the feminine. It's the reason. I mean, everything else is a story. They did this, he did this, they say, but really it's a fear, and you can see it on a global scale, and you can see it in day to day, in how people are talking and reacting, and we don't need to, I mean, just look at history. You know, I'm looking at, there's this author, Toby Browning. She's in Israel, and she has a book, it's in Hebrew. And how did the woman turn into a man? And really great book. She's it's really, really good one. So I'm going to. So she's talking here about a few things, and as I'm looking at that, I'm translating it on the fly. You know, the women were feared. The feminine, and in the in the manifestation of women, they were feared for centuries, whether they were imprisoned or forced to wear all kind of things so they're not being seen, not letting them participate in different political hierarchy structure, religious ceremonies, locking them up for rape or for idolatry, all kind of things, taking away education, you know, and it's fear. It's fear of, we need to assert our power so our power doesn't go away. We have to stay here. You know, so it's fear, and I've seen and we'll continue this also next week, but what I want to say here is that over the years, you know, like when a child is constantly being told, you're stupid as they grow up, you're stupid, you're not going to amount to anything, the child is going to grow up with some serious consequences here. I mean, he's going to believe that he's no good. So I see the same thing. For thousands of years, the feminine, the women were oppressed collectively and individually, slaves, all kind of things. And over time, the kid that is afraid, that all the years he's been told this and that and has been oppressed and stuff like that, what do? They find ways to get around it. They find ways to get around that oppressor, whether it's tricks, whether it's manipulation, whether it's avoiding this, avoiding that. Fine. Eventually, they find their trick. And so I see how the feminine and women, over the years, over the time, adjusting to this oppression by way, let's say, of deception. Not saying it in a negative or any judgmental way, not at all. Just as looking at the process of something, at the core of the process of just. So there is a tool that was developed. Let's say, you know, I was just talking all this week. These weeks, every week culminates towards the week of the program. So all the tools are presenting themselves. And somebody told me, oh, you know, of course, women are manipulative. Well, everybody can be manipulative. But what happened here, I see it as a tool that was developed during the oppression. So what it becomes now a stigma, or it becomes a static or a status or a stereotype. And it seeps into many things. But what is happening here and what I've learn and read, and you know, on the big picture, because we see the shift in energy from the masculine to the feminine, that misogyny is over. But really what is happening is like it's being internalized inside. It's like the kid that grows up, and yes, somebody came and saved him and they took him away from an oppressive parents and that, but he grows up believing that he is defective, that he is not creative enough, that he needs, his role in life is to do A, B, C, D, and F. Forget the E. And that's how it is. So many times, and that, I've seen it personally, and I've seen it with people that I work with, that it's being internalized. And you go into relationships based on what you think you need to do, based on what you think you need to feel, based on who you think you are, based on the fact that you internalize everything that is happening on the outside, inside. Why? Because that's how you were trained. Because that's how you were oppressed. You were given candies, but you are still oppressed. Right? But you're still, there is like a skew. There is a skew in the harmony. It is not. It is not only about the masculine, and it's not only about the feminine. It's about the masculine and the feminine. It is about you and the others. But it's first about you. It's first about you to recognize where you are, who you are, and where you are. This is exactly where you have to be. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm a spiritual mentor and coach for women who desire to reclaim their power. And you can go on my Facebook for now, facebook.com/body, soul, and sound. And this is a wonderful Sunday, and you shall see your way. Take care. See you next week.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.